another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 19th, 2022. Well, this weekend I listened to a podcast talking about the providence of God. The podcast discussed secondary causes in the providence of God. It discussed how that sometimes God performs a miracle, and that when he does perform a miracle, that he is the primary cause of an action. He performs an action for the benefit of his people to accomplish his purpose. It appears miraculous. That is God acting as the primary cause. Then the podcast discussed the providence of God and secondary causes. The providence of God and secondary causes describes how we as humans become the agents of God's providence. We are the channel through which God brings his blessings upon his children. We read in the book of Judges how God raised up judges to deliver the children of Israel. The judges would be the secondary cause of God's deliverance, of his providence. His providence was to deliver them, and they were the agents through which God worked to bring his deliverance. Then we read in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 9, verses 9 and 10, where it says, or verses 10 and 11, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God." So it's God working through us to bring thanksgiving. So we see there that God ministers seed to the sower. God gives seed to the sower. He makes the seed available to the sower so the sower can distribute that seed. And notice that he ministers your bread, multiplies your seed, increases the fruit of your righteousness. What we understand is that God blesses his people so they can bless others. When we sow the seed he has given us, he returns the seed so that we can continue to be a secondary cause in the providence of God. So today I want to encourage you to be a secondary cause. I want you to be the source of God blessing someone else. Now, we don't know the providence of God. We don't know how God is working in this world and what he's doing. But we do know that God has chosen to use means to accomplish his purposes. God chooses men to accomplish his will on the earth. This week, look for ways to be a blessing. Look for ways that God may be using you to be the source of his blessing for others. He may enable you to bless someone financially, or he may be able to the source of God's blessing by being an encouragement to someone, by being a friend, by displaying love. There's lots of ways that we can provide the blessing that God wants to deliver to another person. God will work through us to bring his blessings upon his creation, and he will use us as a secondary cause. He is going to work his will through us to accomplish his purpose. So think about ways to be a secondary cause of God's blessing this week. Let's pray. Lord, what a blessing it is to know your providence operates in this earth. We thank you that within your providence is the choice to work in the lives of the citizens of earth. We know that at times you work in miraculous ways to be the first cause of blessing. We also know that you work through men to be the source of blessing. I pray today that you would help us to see the ways in which we can be a secondary cause of blessing. I pray that we will work to bless, whether it be financial blessing or the blessing of a good word or an expression of love. Help us to understand that we can be the channel through which you work to bless your creation. Make us willing vessels today. Help us to be a secondary cause in your providence for your honor and your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good week. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.